Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. What's your hay crop look like this year? Did you race to bale that small grain forage or alfalfa cutting to beat the rain, only to see bales begin to heat a few days later? After maturity, moisture is the key to harvesting quality hay, with the target 18-20% moisture for small square bales and larger bales 3-5% drier. Inoculants and preservatives might be used to allow hay to be baled at higher moisture levels, but always less than 30%. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Sarah Bowder outlines these products.
A bacterial inoculant is designed to add good bacteria that aid in fermentation, and they try to help that fermentation speed up, which will reduce dry matter losses in the hay and improve their aerobic stability. So basically what it does is it helps stop mold growth.
Hay preservatives are designed to prevent heating and dry matter loss by inhibiting the growth of bacteria and aerobic microbes.
If you're putting up hay at 18% or wetter, sometimes preservatives are a good thing to consider because they allow that hay to be baled a little wetter than recommended, and it reduces the time it sits in the field, exposing it to other environmental hazards, mostly precipitation that we're worried about. So those acids basically help dry that hay down quicker.
Both inoculants and preservatives are applied on the baler near the pickup head. They seek to maintain hay quality and palatability while saving time at harvest. But Bowder says there is a cost for both the product and application equipment on the baler. She says the return on investment is varied depending on the market value of hay. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.